This is an exciting weekend. The Baltimore Symphony is starting their 2012-2013 subscription season. And the opening concert features an all-American program, including Barber's Violin Concerto. And the soloist for this is really one of the gifts on the circuit these days. This is violinist Gil Shaham. It is such a pleasure to have you in the studio. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. It's such a pleasure to be here.
The Barber, I think, has a lot of complications attached to it, a lot to do with the way that it was written, that he wrote part of it in Europe, part of it here. The war interceded, his father was ill. And I think it's fair to say that the very virtuosic last movement is quite different from the two earlier lyrical ones. And I'm wondering how you approach that musically.
You know, I love this piece. And I think I've heard people refer to this Barber Concerto as the great American violin concerto. And you're right, the last movement is very, very different. I remember conductor Hugh Wolf talking about this piece, and he said, look, in this last movement, you can really see 1930s urban America. You can see the skyscrapers being built. You can hear cars honking down the avenue. You can hear the bustle of New York City. And that is very different. I mean, if you think of that analogy, maybe the second movement is more like the lament of the Dust Bowl farmer. But I do find that the piece works as a whole. You know, Barber's writing is so meticulous and his craftsmanship is so perfect that I think he does manage to make it work very well. When Samuel Barber wrote the last movement, it came out this perpetual motion, jazzy, very flashy finish to what is a very, very soulful piece.
It's a wonderful concerto. I love the way that you make music with your intimates, whether it's your sister Orlie or your wife Adele Anthony or the group of people that you have made music with throughout the years. The nature of playing a concerto is that you come into a new town and with an orchestra and a conductor in a very short space of time, you have to make music. And I'm wondering what kind of shorthand you've worked out for yourself to get to that kind of musical intimacy quite quickly.
Well, I have to say, we just finished our final rehearsal, and I just think the orchestra sounds incredible. You know, what amazing rehearsals. I remember when I started playing the Barber Violin Concerto, which was maybe 25 years ago. Nowadays, I just say 25 years ago to everything because I'm too old to remember how long ago it really was. But I remember when we started playing this, it would always be, oh, we have to rehearse this. We need a lot of time to put it together. And especially the tricky last movement. It has all sorts of, you know, polyrhythms and tricky, jazzy kind of passages. And with this orchestra, they really nailed everything in the first rehearsal. And we were really able to just work out very small details. And Marin, you know, she's so brilliant and she knows this piece so well. It really was very easy. It's like you say, it's kind of shorthand. It's sort of like musicians who've played this so many times in the past, like a Beethoven symphony or a Mozart symphony. And we all know it by heart, even though we have the music in front of us. And it's just a question of, you know, how long are we take this breath here? Where exactly should we be looking right here? And sort out the corners. And it's just been such a pleasure. I can't wait for the concert.
And neither can we. Gil Shaham is the violinist for the Barber Concerto, and this is for the opening concerts of the Baltimore Symphony season. The website is bsomusic.org. Gil Shaham, what a pleasure.
Thank you.